This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. Today, September 20th, 2007, thousands of activists from around the country have gathered in the small town of Jena, Louisiana, to show their support for the Jena Six, a group of six black high school students who initially faced attempted murder charges for their involvement in a schoolyard fight with a white student. Dennis Parker is the director of the ACLU's Racial Justice Program. He'll talk about the case of the Jena Six and how this case is symptomatic of the much larger problem of racial injustice throughout the country. With a reported 10,000 people in Jena, what do you hope today's demonstration will accomplish?
I think it accomplishes bringing together large groups of people to focus on questions that are serious issues that are facing the United States today. I think it's different groups of people who are arriving at a Jena, having come from different places, learning about the case on the web, reading in the newspapers, but all sharing an outrage for what appears to be significant discrimination in the criminal justice system in Jena. So I hope that this is the start of a recognition that race still does play a significant role in the criminal justice system, in the education system, and that steps have to be taken to assure that there's fairness and justice.
Is this case symptomatic of a larger problem?
It's symptomatic of a problem that we in the Racial Justice Program and the affiliates of the ACLU see all over the country. And that is that there basically are two standards of justice in the criminal justice system, that in schools that discipline is meted out in a discriminatory way, and that students of color feel the effects of discipline systems much more harshly than do white students, with the effect that of students being forced out of schools into prisons. This is something that we're seeing in school systems, in criminal justice systems all across the country. The Jena example was perhaps more dramatic than most, but it is really not substantially different to what we are seeing nationwide.
What is the ACLU doing to address these issues?
Well, we filed lawsuits. We have been on the ground in Jena really since last year, since the incident with the nooses. The Louisiana affiliate and King Downing, who does racial profiling work with the Racial Justice Program, has been organizing the community, has been meeting with the community, making sure that people have representation when they're charged with crimes, but also making sure that they come together to deal with and to fight the issues of discrimination that are present there in Jena. In other school districts, we are investigating outright discrimination in discipline. We're looking at the way that alternative schools are used and kids are not being provided an education. We're looking at the way kids are pushed out of schools because of discriminatory discipline. We're looking at the failure to educate students in the juvenile justice system and the refusal to allow them back into the education system. We are convinced that increasingly, students of color are being forced out of school systems, and that the effects will be felt not only by them and their inability and increased difficulty in getting jobs, the possible loss of the vote, but that the effects will be felt by society as a whole, that you will have a large group of people who can't fully participate in society. And I think that's not good for those people, and it's not good for the rest of us.
What kinds of actions are needed to prevent another Jena Six?
There has to be organization that parents, people in communities have to organize. They have to be aware of what's going on in their schools and in their criminal justice system. I think we have to take a careful look at laws that have a disproportionate impact on people of color and make sure that we get rid of those sort of disparities. I think we have to make sure that there's adequate representation for people who are charged with crimes. Communities have to demand that their schools, for example, are prepared to deal with incidents of discrimination in ways that are effective, which is something that we did not see in Jena. I think we have to really look at public systems from top to bottom to determine how we can make sure that race is not being improperly used as a factor.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about the Jena Six and the ACLU's Racial Justice Program, go to aclu.org/Jena. That's aclu.org/JENA.